சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 11 வெர்ஸ் 36. அர்ஜுன உவாச
ஸ்தானி ஹ்ருஷிகேஷ தவ ப்ரகீர்த்ய ஜகத் ப்ரஹ்ருஷ்யத்யனுரஜ்யதே ச. ரக்ஷாம்சி பீதானி திஷோ த்ரவந்தி ஸர்வே நமஸ்யந்தி ச சித்த சங்காஹ.
Lord Krishna, when showing the Vishwarupa, Arjuna has undergone three emotions: ascharyam, bhayam and bhakti. Ascharyam over, bhayam also over. Now third emotion, that is bhakti or sharanagati, we are seeing. Now Arjuna come to know the glory of the Lord after seeing the Vishwarupam. Therefore Vishwarupa prapatti, we come to know the glory of anyone when we know his total nature. Anjaneya also showed Vishwarupam. Similarly, Bhagavan Krishna also showed his Vishwarupam. To show their capacity, power, then only the total devotion comes. Like that, Arjuna also has got that devotion now. That's why he has surrendered totally to the Lord, and he is praying to the Lord now out of devotion. His devotion is overflowing now. His devotion overflowing almost. That is why he is praising the Lord and doing namaskara again and again and again. Therefore he says, "Hey Krishna, previously I was thinking the Lord has to protect everyone according to his desires. I was thinking the Lord must help everyone to fulfill as they desire. That was my view previously. But now I have understood everyone must follow the law of the universe. Everyone is within that periphery of that universal laws. No one is separate from that laws. Therefore, Bhagavan cannot listen only one person's prayer. Suppose Bhagavan listens only one person's prayer, other people will suffer. Suppose one person is falling from the top, so Bhagavan has to protect him. What Bhagavan has to do? Bhagavan has to stop the gravitational force, because he should not fall down. Why one falls down actually? Why can't you go up? Because of gravitational force. Adi theriyum illayo? Why when we are jumping, we are falling down only, why not going up? The reason is, earth has got gravitational force. That gravitational force is the principle of the Lord. It is one of the universal principle, gravitational force. Like that Newton, when he was sitting under the apple tree, The apple falling on his head. Then he questioned, why apple is coming down only, why it is not going up? Then only he recognized, oh, earth has got gravitational force. He recognized, discovered a new law. Earth has got a gravitational force. He is a scientist. What we say, we are not looking into a scientific view. That gravitational force is the power of Bhumyakarshana Sikti, is the power or vibhuti of the Lord. That is what our Indians view. Bharatiyas, we the Vaidikas look at it, that gravitational force, as the power of the Lord, one of the principle in the creation. Suppose Bhagavan wants to protect him, because Bhagavan compassionate, Bhagavan should not allow him to fall, therefore Bhagavan can do only what? Stopping the gravitational force. Then what will happen for all of us? If he to protect him, Bhagavan stop the gravitational force, we all must, like astronauts, we fly in the air. We lose gravitational force. Because Bhagavan has taken out the gravitational force to protect one person, how many people will suffer? To protect one person, millions of people lose the gravitational force. Like that, one bhakta asking for one thing, and Bhagavan is changing that universal laws and principles, what will happen? Therefore, I should not ask Bhagavan to protect me alone. I should not ask like that. Change your course of action, we should not ask. Bhagavan cannot change. Don't take me away, na. You can take anyone, don't take me. No. Death should not come to me. Means what? Bhagavan has to withdraw that dissolution power with regard to me only. How is it possible? So never ask such a partial desires. Never have. It shows our narrow-mindedness. My son, my daughter, my family, it be everything to be comfortable. You know, Bhagavan has to see the whole universe. Whole Vasudhaiva Kutumbaka means the whole universe is Bhagavan's family. Therefore, when we pray, Loka Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu, Sarve Jana Sukhino Bhavantu, and my son is also Sukhinaha Bhavatu. We should not ask. When Loka you pray, your son is also included. So let us understand the Bhagavan's role, Bhagavan's place, where he is, what job he is doing. And we go on and on putting our petitions, and when he is not working for us, and we shout at him. This is not the true bhakti. Now Arjuna dropped that idea. Arjuna has dropped that idea. Now Arjuna looking at Bhagavan, universal Bhagavan. Not a one Krishna form, personal God he is not seeing. He belongs to all. He belongs to all people. Bhagavan belongs to all people. That first we should know. Head of the family belongs to whole family or not? Not one member of the family. Head of the family belongs to, all of them have right to ask him. All of them have right to get love and affection. But because of our possessiveness, so I want that whole love and affection towards me alone. That attention should towards me alone. That type of thinking is not good for us. Therefore, Arjuna, he is looking himself as a part of the universe. When we look at yourself as a part of the universe, you have to ripen your mind a lot. We have to mature a lot. Then only you will not look at anyone with individual conditional mind, you will not see. Otherwise, you see a person, only person, separately you see. with raga, dvesha, ahankara, we see the persons. You cannot accept all people. You accept only two of your friends. All other people you blame. You means not you, generally I am telling. We love only one or two people in the world, suppose. That is not a right love and affection. But generally people do that. I love my son so much, I love my daughter. I love my husband, my wife, like this only people say. What else others? They are also okay. Not like that. That is not a mature mind. You have to ripen your mind like a banana. Tolu, banana skin, no? It has to ripen. Banana has to ripen. Then that skin comes very smoothly, without any strain, without any effort. Then that banana is so sweet. If it is not ripened, even you cannot cut it. Very difficult to open. Similarly, our ahankara has to be ripened. It has to be matured. That is why whole family we have given to ripen. You ripen. Your life, love has to be expanded. Love has to be expanded to many people. There are many more accommodators. You accommodate many people in your love. Not one or two or three or four or ten. Many people. I love the entire universe. That is called Vishwarupa Bhakti. Once you get that only, you are a matured, refined mind. Otherwise, what will happen? I think about only my son. Morning, afternoon, evening, night also. Who will come in your mind? My son, the varva. Not that son, my own son. He only comes in my mind, occupied. Or my daughter, occupied. After a daughter and a son, grandson, occupied. Like that, our mind is occupied by one thing or other all the time, only single person occupied. Second person we don't allow at all to enter. Like that we have grown up. And with that, we are leaning upon that relation mentally, emotionally. We are go on thinking, dhyaname, periya dhyaname pandu. Any one person we take, all the time you ask your mind, whom you are thinking, you question, it shows one person correctly. For 10 years or 15 years. Afterwards, another thing will come. Another person will come. In one form or other. You watch your mind. Or suppose you are already 60, you watch your previous life. How your mind hooked to one person for a length of time. This is the weakness of the mind, nothing else. Weakness in the sense you can grow in that love and affection, it is good. But you hook to that and you become slave to that affection and love, and you go on and becoming possessive. And you develop a lot of raga, dvesha, and you never mature yourself. What will happen? You can never grow spiritually. And you will be the sufferer. By that time, palpitation, blood pressure, all will come. Because avan kahana evlavo pannitan solli, the sugar, ella vyadhi vandudu adukulle. Because of wrong notions. By that time, we'll become old, above our life. So before that, we have to recognize. Before last, we have to recognize this is not the right method. In right love and affection, I never have a pain, strain inside. This is the signal, sign. In right love and affection with a person or with any relation, the family members, I will never have any pain at all. That is real love. A sign of real love is I always ready to give, not to take. There is no expectation, only giving, giving, giving. But then that is the right love. If I have any expectation, there is some strain, there is some pain, there is some inconvenience, that shows there is not love, that is possessiveness. We are giving the name to that possessiveness, a love. We are giving, coining a new name to our possessiveness, strong possessive nature. We say, I love you so much, sannanna avala prema. Not prema, possessiveness. That is possessiveness. We have to recognize what is love, what is possessiveness. Arjuna has got possessiveness. My guru, my tata, my family, mine, and the possessiveness. He is not able to see them according to the universal laws, their prarabdha, their karma, their actions. He is not able to see dharma yuddha as dharma yuddha. He is seeing dharma yuddha as adharma yuddha. Because of possessiveness. If he is having love, total love, true love towards the entire universe, he will never see that dharma yuddha as adharma yuddha. Therefore, in our life also, we all have to mature a lot in every relation, how much my mind is pure. In every relation, how much my mind is pure. Nishkamataya, am I loving everyone or not? Without any agenda. Without any hidden agenda. Either name or fame or appreciation or recognition. One, even a little, even wee bit also, I should not expect from that other person, even their parvai, their kankanda parvai, edho solluvaan illaya, edhire paaka koodathu, edhire paarpe irukka koodathu, romba kashtam, edhire paarpe illamal kudukkanum, edhu ellame care, love, money, vidya, everything, whatever you can give, love means in the form of wealth, giving, forgiveness, compassion, sharing, appreciation, everything. As a giver, not a receiver. Never be as a receiver. Be as a giver. But ulta nadakkirade. We are always, what can I get? Whether we ask loudly, sometimes we don't ask. But mentally, we think like that. That is not a true love. In true love, there is no pain. Narada Bhakti Sutra, Narada tells, in true love, there is no expectation. There is no anxiety. There is no pain or strain or anything in the true love. True love is such a love, there is so joy. In that joy, the person always ready to offer, not to receive. Very, very difficult. First we should know what is true love. Then we have to practice true love. That is, Bhagavan alone has got true love. That true love. Jnani has got that true love. Without expecting anything, Jnani always giving, giving, giving. Once you get that love, only you are relaxed. Until you get such a love, our love is not love. Our love is conditional love. A love towards other person with some expectation is a conditional love. I expect that person should talk to me like this. That is called conditional. I expect that person should reciprocate like this towards me. It is condition. I expect that person should respond in this manner. It is called expectation. Once that expectation is there, once that expectation is not fulfilled, I develop some aversion, some dvesha. There is a strain inside. As long as there is some iota of expectation, and when that expectation is not fulfilled, there is a strain. There is some anxiety. I cannot withstand that. Then kopam will come, anger will come, frustration will come. That is why relations always disturbed, always split. Relations always split. Either physically split or mentally split. Physically they are together, but mentally they are away. And my expectations are not fulfilled. That is why husband and wife, love is unconditional love. Should be unconditional love. Mother and son, mother and daughter should be unconditional love. Father, children, parents and children, unconditional love. Guru and Shishya, unconditional love. For any relation for that matter, why particular relation? Any relation, any love is unconditional. If there is a condition, it is not a love at all. You cannot call it as a love. Now only true love to Bhakti, Bhagavan, towards Bhagavan Arjuna is getting because unconditional. That unconditional bhakti is the real bhakti. Never bargain with Bhagavan. Am I having conditional love towards God? Now come to the love with God. Okay. I have spoken this much time love about family members. Not for already you are having. I need not explain about that. If I won't explain about that much love, you cannot understand what is love with God. Now love with God I am talking. That is my main point. Now, develop love with God means not conditional love. That is why I took that much time. Now, see, I love, I have bhakti towards Lord. What type of bhakti? Now, question, is it conditional or unconditional? Bhagavan, if he fulfills this, I love him. Or tenga extra, malai, vada malai, Vetalapaku Malai or Pattu Astram or Giridam, something extra I can give. Conditional love. Bhagavan has to fulfill this. Then I will do this to Bhagavan. Is it not conditional? So and so conditions on that ground, I am continuing the love towards God. I will come to you again. I will climb without chappal. Conditions. So that in return, what you have to give to me? Adi munnadi solli vechirpom. We will put it in before itself. For this purpose I am coming. This way I am coming. So I am also having conditions. You also fulfill my condition. Therefore we both can love each other. Bhagavan. That is the love generally people have got. Bhagavan knows that. Now tell me, such love is, suppose somebody loves you on so and so conditions, are you happy? If you fulfill my all these things, I love you, suppose somebody says, how do you feel? How do you feel? They are asking, these are the condition number one, condition number two, condition number three. If you fulfill all these conditions, I love, I'll give this and that and all, and somebody come and say, how do we feel? Same thing we are doing to Bhagavan. Is it not wrong? Is it not wrong? What I don't like others to do to me, how can I do to Bhagavan? Or how can I do to other member of the family or someone? What I don't like others to do to me, I should not do to others. Bhagavan especially, I should not do. And thinking I am a great bhakta. Bhagavan do not know that. Are you a real bhakta or not? You cannot say you are real bhakta. Bhagavan should say you are the real bhakta. How Bhagavan says? Bhagavan stay in your heart. Bhagavan stay in your heart. He cannot go out. That's what Gopikas ask. Bhagavan, you want to go? You can go physically, but you cannot go from our heart, Gopikas said. Can you sing like that, Gopikas? Gopika Geetam you sing, but like Gopikas' heart. They said, you may go away physically, you may be away from us. It is difficult for you to go from our heart. Unconditional love. That's why till today we are talking about Gopikas. None of our party, yeah? Having this bhakti like Gopika. Gopikas are Gopikas, that's all. Incomparable. No one can beat Gopikas. That was the bhakti of Gopikas. That's why we have to study Gopikas stories, not for dandiya dance. People think Krishna Gopika means a dance, but their bhakti is immeasurable, unconditional love. That's why many photos we see Krishna with Gopika. So romantically they present. Don't look like that. That is, they are the real bhaktas, Gopikas. Such a bhakti is only bhakti. Without that, we can never be happy. First of all, we have to develop such a love towards Bhagavan. Sit in front of God. Why you are sitting? First question yourself. Why you are sitting? You are sitting for God's sake or for your sake? First question. Am I sitting for my sake or for God's sake? For God's sake, we need not sit to Swamini because He is almighty, all powerful. Why I have to sit for Him? Not like that. You have to thank the Bhagavan. Thanksgiving, gratitude I have to show. Therefore, I am sitting in front of Bhagavan. Therefore, I have to offer my prayers to Bhagavan. I have to ask for strength, mental strength, not for anything else. Let us have a true devotion. That's what I want to say. True devotion. The moment true devotion comes, jnanam will take place. There is no gap at all. There is no gap at all. The true devotion has taken place in your heart. Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam is very simple, very, very simple. Why people are having lot of difficulty in saying Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam? Only because of conditional love towards God. Avaravandi, he cannot move from me. That much pure my mind should be towards God. Towards God means only towards God, Swami, not anyone else. That is not possible. Another important point, I am so devoted to God, not to anyone. Bhagavan says, you cannot, my dear Bhakta, you cannot separate anyone from me. You have to accept the entire creation if you love me. Adi sari Bhagavan. Na idu chumma Bhagavan Bhakta ninicha vanda. Bhagavan solraru, if you really love me, if you really love me, you have to love everyone. வாருங்க புரியுறதா? இப்படின்னு தெரியலையேன்னு கண்ணா, அதுதான் விஸ்வரூப பக்தி. ஃபஸ்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டெவலப் ட்ரூ பக்தி டு ஏகரூபா. ஒன்ஸ் யூ கம் டு ஏகரூபா, ஸ்லோலி பகவான் பிரிங்ஸ் யூ டு தட் ஏகரூப பக்தி, ட்ரூ பக்தி. லேட்டர் பகவான் சேஸ், ஐ எம் நாட் ஏ அலோன், ஐ ஹவ் பிக் பிரபஞ்சம். இஃப் யூ ஆர் ரியலி லவ்விங் மீ அன்கண்டிஷ்னல்லி, helplessly you have to accept the entire universe. Bhagavan says, entire universe is myself. Therefore, there is no question of loving me alone and hating your mother-in-law or your other neighbors. It is not possible. Then another difficulty. I struggled so much to come out of unconditional love to unconditional love. After coming to unconditional love, Bhagavan says, you cannot love me alone, you have to love my universe also. I have to go a big project, this is Vishwarupa Bhakti. Then Bhagavan says, if you love everything in the creation only, really you can recognize you are Brahman. Without that love, you can never say Aham Brahmasmi. Parungo, where Bhagavan is taking. Am I reaching to you? My points are reaching to you? And about it, I'm telling you, Bhagavan is there. Okay. So, conditional love to unconditional love of Ekarupa. Unconditional love of Ekarupa, Bhagavan is asking, I am not Ekarupa, I am Anekarupa. Therefore, your unconditional love must be Vishwarupa Bhakti. That Vishwarupa Bhakti, once you recognize only, you are fit for Arupa Jnanam. A big journey, a long journey. Nam engi irukkom namakku puriyanum, adukku dhaan naan solren. Don't overestimate yourself. What we are lacking, where we are, what I have to complete, I have to think. That's why each shloka, each word, I have to draw the essence. Then Arjuna says, Sthane, he Rishikesha, Tava Prakirtya Sthane. All people are praising you, glorifying you, is proper Sthane. Why not they pray for you? What is the hetu he is telling? Why they are praying you? Because you are so great. How they can be without praying you, without glorifying you? They will pray. Hrishikesha, jagat prahrishyati. It is proper that the world means all people, it is delighted, rejoices. Anurajyate, naturally people fall in love with you. Prahrishyati anurajyate, the world is delighted and gratified. Prakritya, by the glorification, by the singing your glories, praising you, tava, glorification of you, they are enjoying, rejoicing. Are you enjoying in the class or not? That's what? People are all bhaktas. Namakke ippadi irundanna inga Tyagarajaku eppadi irukum paadunga. Meerabhai, so many bhaktas. List out the bhaktas once in your book. All the great bhaktas, not now. Can you go home, write down all male bhaktas and female bhaktas, who are all there, which state they belong. Just list out. Next week you bring the list, whomever you know. Paakalam. Right, it is a nice job, no? Nice, good work to do. Great bhaktas, at least by writing, we will get some bhakti by their grace. Okay, write down. Not compulsory. If I say compulsory, you will not come to class. If you love to write, it is a great privilege to write the great bhaktas' names. In every state, there are not one state. Throughout India, there are many bhaktas. And you can write which god they worshipped also, which state they belong, and which deity they were, the bhaktas. That also you can write. First you have to note down the name, and the deity name, and the state. That homework. Appa kudukalam illaya? Homework. Sari. Prakirtya. Tava. Once one side people are praising you, but some people, rakshamsi bhitani dishaha dravanti. Instead of glorifying you, some people are running away from you. Dravanti means running. Away in all directions. Bhitani rakshamsi. This is the sign of self-centeredness. Running away from Bhagavan means what? They don't want to follow the universal laws. What are all going on? They reject Bhagavan, they criticize Bhagavan, they blame Bhagavan. This is called running away from Bhagavan. They don't have true love. Rakshamsi. Rakshasa means like called asura. Asusu ramante iti. Asun rati iti. Asu means five pranas. One who does not have Vishwarupa bhakti, the one who does not have Vishwarupa darshanam, naturally they run away. Some people are having Vishwarupa darshanam, Siddha Sanghas, all people are reveling and glorifying. Some people are running away because they want to protect their five pranas. That is why asun, five pranas, rati, one who is interested in his own protection and artham. Asusu rati iti rakshasahana. There are two, three meanings. Rakshasas are those people from whom people want to run away. Rakshamam, rakshamam, people run away from that person. while running, you protect me, protect me, and you're running this side. Rakshamam, rakshamam. From whom? From that person. Therefore, that person is called Rakshasaha. From whom people are running by saying, Rakshamam, Rakshamam. And the person Rakshasa and Ardham. Any other meaning? But the people who are always self-centered and trying to protect their own pranas, their own life, that people are also called Rakshasas. Therefore, Dravanti, Sarve Siddha Sanghaha Namasyanti. Some people are doing Namaskara. Siddha Sanghaha Namasyanti. All the Siddhas, hosts, appreciating you, Kapila, etc. Maharshis, Siddha Sanghaha. This sloka is very popular. Okay, I told you, Rakshogna Mantra. It is given in Sudarshanastra mantras. Sudarshanastra mantras, Narayana Ashtakshari mantras, no? This is included, these slokas. Next shloka.
Kasmachatena Nameran Mahatman. Nanameran Mahatman Gariyase Brahmanopyadi Kartre. Ananta Devesha Jagannivasa. Swamaksharam Sadasatat Param Yat.
Whenever you praise a person, there is a flattering. Really speaking, that person is not deserved. Human beings, they are not having total power, omniscience. But naturally we praise the ordinary local people. Is it not flatter? Indran, Chandran, Suryan, unnume illai. You are so great. Some people overpraising, no? They praise too much. This is really no human being deserve that much praise, except Bhagavan. If you look at the person's glory and see as God's vibhuti and praise, it is a different thing. See, the praising of one person, your attitude can be two ways. Praising the person as a person, what are all glories he is having, looking at the person is always finite. That praising is, there is some agenda inside. Some agenda is there inside, that's why I praise the person personally. As a person, personally, I praise in front of others. Because he will do tomorrow so many things for me, if I praise. But if you look at the glory of that person, either singing or dance or anything that person is having, if you look at that glory as Bhagavan's glory manifesting through him, just you are appreciating that glory, it is different. Praise is of two ways, you know, two types. Accepting the glory as the Bhagavan's glory, not a person. As a person, I don't say, but it is a wonderful glory. Beautifully singing. How Bhagavan, you know, manifesting in the form of music through that voice, through her dance rupena, he is coming. Like that paintings, so many. Like our children, they show some paintings and all. Backside already picture is there. They do some coloring and all. They come and show, see what I did painting and all. We think, abba, nanna pandirukena, onnum illa, teacher already drawn the picture, backside. But they take it as their glory. But somebody has drawn that. Without that, you cannot. Your embossing and all, painting and all they are doing nowadays, background sketch is there. They are not drawing. The lines out sketch is there in every picture, then you paint. Similarly, every glory is already Bhagavan's glory. The sketch is there. Here in the... Our glory is nothing, just painting like. A teacher is talking, a dancer is dancing, a singer is singing, or any talent for that matter you take are nothing but just like painting on the sketch. Already background, puriyirudho? You go and see the drawing book of the children, you understand. Already lines are there, outline, that is called outline. Outline is there, inside there is a painting. In newspapers and magazines also they come. Can you paint? You like that painting? You like to do? It is a nice, interesting. If you have tension, anxiety, go and sit and do painting. Amma, or bird irukkum, outline irukkum. You have to paint in the nose, wings, all colors. It's very good also, good for health. Okay. So like that, everything, every glory is nothing but Bhagavan's glory. The outline is there already. Namma chumma middle of painting madri. ஏன் சொல்கிறேன்னா இதெல்லாம் நமக்குள்ளே இருக்கிற அகங்காரம் போகணும். என்னோட பெருமை ஒன்றுமே இல்லை, எல்லாம் அவர் செய்யலைதான் சொல்லணும். அது வந்தால் தான் அகங்காரம் போனாதான். வென் யுகோ கோஸ் தியாகே நைகே, தியாகம்னா என்ன தியாகம் அப்பா? ஈகோ தியாகம் பண்ணு ஃபஸ்ட்டு, மற்றதெல்லாம் தியாகம் பண்ணி ஒன்றும் பிரயோஜனம் இல்லைன்னார். தட்ஸ் வாட் அர்ஜுனா சேஸ் நவு. வை நாட் தே நோ he is giving the reason. They are praising you, glorifying you. You are such a great Lord. The hetu he is giving now, the vishayam he gives here in this shloka. Kasmat te na nameran. Why not they praise you? Because you are having so many glories. Why not? Because you deserve it. Kasmat, why would they not salute you? They definitely salute you in artham. Not question, na prashnarthe, but to aksheparthe. Why not they, why would they not salute you? Na, they definitely salute you. Na nameran, because you are, now he gives the reason. Why they salute you? Because you are great. Gariyase, you are greater than Brahmaji. Brahmanaha api, adikartre brahmanaha api, tvam gariyasye. That's why they are praising you. Brahmanaha means, adikarta means, Brahmaji, four-headed Brahmaji. Vishnumurti you saw, reclining Vishnumurti. Vishnumurti is not local Vishnumurti. Our Lord Narayana, Kshirasagara Sayana, from his navel, the lotus is coming, and the lotus, who is sitting? Brahmaji. Okay. Brahmaji, Hiranyagarbha is sitting. Chaturmukha Brahma. He is the one, Lord created one Brahmaji. After creating one Brahmaji, he said, now I am going to sleep. Come on, you create. That Brahmaji did what? He created Manu and he said, you create na. Illa appalinda namakku varadhu inda palakam ellaru varthirukku varthirukku solradhu vela. Lord created Brahmaji, Brahmaji created Manu and he said, Manu, you create. Now I have lot of work, I have to write. Taking classes, four sides, four heads, taking classes, so busy na. ஆதிகர்த்த மீன்ஸ் பிரம்மாஜி. பிரம்மா தேவானாம் பிரதம சம்பபூவா விஸ்வஸ்ய கர்த்தா, கிரியேட்டர் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ். ஹூ இஸ் ஆதிகர்த்தான்னு பிரம்மாஜி கர்த்தா. ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா பிரம்மணா ஆதிகர்த்தே அப்பி கரீயசே, பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் த கிரேட்டர் ஒன் தேன் திஸ் பிரம்மாஜி. பிகாஸ் வை பகவான் இஸ் கிரேட்டர் தேன் பிரம்மா பிரம்மாஜி? Because Brahmaji is your appa. Bhagavan is the father of Brahmaji. இது தெரியும் இல்லையோ? பிரம்மா விஷ்ணு மகேஸ்வரா, பிரம்மா தானே ஃபஸ்ட்டு. பிரம்மா விஷ்ணு மகேஸ்வரா, விஷ்ணு மிடில் தானே இருக்காருன்னா, அப்போ பிரம்மன் தான் விஷ்ணுன்னு கிரியேட் பண்ணிட்டாரா? சில பேருக்கு இதே கன்ஃபியூஷன். சுவாமி இந்த திரிமூர்த்தி இஸ் பிரம்மா விஷ்ணு மகேஸ்வரா. ஸோ பிரம்மா கிரியேட்டட் விஷ்ணு ஆர் விஷ்ணு கிரியேட்டட் பிரம்மா? பிகாஸ் பிரம்மா ஓன்லி ஃபார் கம்மிங் ஃபஸ்ட்டு. என்ன விஷ்ணு இஸ் த லார்ட் ஒன் ஆஸ் த சஸ்டெய்னர். பிரம்மா இஸ் த ஃபஸ்ட் கிரியேட்டர், கிரியேட்டட் பை பகவான். Then Brahmaji took the rest of the creation. He did the rest of the creation. That's why Adikartre Brahmanaha Api. So we are all created by Brahmaji. Brahmaji created by Bhagavan. Bhagavan created only one. Brahmaji, Chaturmukha Brahma. Then all of them, other species are created by Brahmaji only. Adika, even though he is the second creator, okay, second president, vice president Madri, second creator, Brahmaji, you are greater than, Arjuna says, oh Bhagavan, you are greater than Brahmaji. That is why all of them are doing namaskara to you, number one. Adikartre Brahmanaha, then Anantaha, you are the limitless one. Desha kala vastu parichinna rahitaha anantaha limitless one. Brahmaji has got limitation. Bhagavan doesn't have limitation. Where is Brahmaji? Brahmaji in Brahmaloka. Where is Tamil Nadu? Where is Madras? Chennai is where? Tamil Nadu. So like that, where is Brahmaji? Brahmaji in Brahmaloka. Where is Bhagavan? All pervade. Some basic doubts ella varum namakku appa. Okay, anantaha Lord is all pervading, limitless. Devesha devanam ishaha, including Hiranyagarbha. Bhagavan is Deveshaha, means all devatas, Indra, Varuna, Vayu, Chalapurar. All of them are under the control of Bhagavan. Sila perukku Bhagavan yara theriyadu. All local gods they worship. That is why, another important point I told you in 7th chapter, 9th chapter also, I am reminding you, Bhagavan is one, invoke the infinite Bhagavan in every form. Vinayaka Chaviti day, infinite Bhagavan you are invoking in Vinayaka form. Now you are going to do Devi Puja, Navaratri. Devi you invoke in that infinite Bhagavan, one Bhagavan you invoke. One devata. So this is another important lesson, big lesson. I told you, I hope you remember. Jagannivasa, you are the abode of the universe. Universe is abiding in you. Jagannivasa means you are Vishwadharam. Jagat Nivasaha, yes, Jagannivasaha. You are in the world, world is in you. World is in you. For which world you are the Nivasam? Bhagavan is the house where the Jagat can stay. Adi. Okay. Eppadina Sat Chit Rupena. Asat Sat Tvam Tad Aksharam Param. So Sat and Asat. Here Sat Asat means Murta Amurta. Asat means amurta, unmanifest. Sat means murta, which is manifesting, vyaktam, avyaktam. Vyakta prapancha and avyakta prapancha. Whatever is vyakta prapancha, whatever is avyakta prapancha, everything is you alone. You are the cause and the effect and artham. You are the cause and effect. Not only that, tvam tat Param, you are beyond both. You are neither Sat nor Asat. You are neither Karanam nor cause. You are neither cause nor effect or Karanam or Karyam. You are beyond. Who are you? You are Aksharam, imperishable Brahman. Next shloka. Tvamadi devah purushah puranah. Tvamasya Vishvasya Param Nidhanam. Metasi Vedyam Cha Param Cha Dhamam. Tvayatatam Vishvam Anantarupa. Full philosophical sloka, very nice sloka. துவம் ஆதிதேவா மீன்ஸ் ஆதி காரணம் இத்தியர்த்தா. யூ ஆர் த ப்ரைமல் காட், பகவான் இஸ் த உபாதான காரணம், பிரகிருதி இஸ் நாட் த காரணம், பிரதானம் இஸ் நாட் த காரணம் சொல்கிறார். ஆதிதேவா யூ ஆர் த உபாதான காரணம், ப்ரைமல் காட். புராணா யூ ஆர் த ஏனிஷியன்ட், யூ ஆர் த ஏனிஷியன்ட் ஒன். புருஷா யூ ஆர் த புருஷா மீன்ஸ் புரி சேத்தே இது புருஷா. புரா அப்பி நவஹா புராணா, யூ ஆர் ஏனிஷியன்ட் பட் எவர் நியூ, எவர் நியூ பிராண்ட். பகவான் இஸ் த நியூ பிராண்ட், இட் வில் நெவர் பிகம் ஓல்டு பிராண்ட். ஓகே, நோ ஒன் கேன் கம் அண்ட் பீட் த பகவான்ஸ் பிராண்ட். அது புராணா. புருஷா மீன்ஸ் புரி சேத்தே, யூ ஆர் ரிசைடிங் இன் எவ்ரி புறம், எவ்ரி பாடி. கடவுள் கடந்து உள்ளே இருக்கார், கடவுள் இருக்காரோ இல்லையோ, ஆ இல்லைன்னு சொன்னால் நம்ம நாஸ்திக்கிறேன், டிஎம்கே பார்ட்டிக்கு தான் இங்கே போகணும். ஆ கடவுள் கடைந்து உள்ள இருக்கார் கடவுள், therefore you are purushaha. purushaha na non male person. okay, puri seti iti purushaha, purayati sarvam iti purushaha. sarvam means entire universe. sat rupena tvam param nidhanam, you are the supreme ground. nidhiyate asmin jagat sarvam, ultimate support an artham. nidhanam means support, dissolution ground. அஸ்ய விஸ்வஸ்ய ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ், யூ ஆர் த டிசல்யூஷன் கிரவுண்ட், சுப்ரீம் அல்டிமேட் சப்போர்ட் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ். வேத்தா அசி வேத்யம் ச, யூ ஆர் த நோவர். பிரமாதா ரிஃபர்ஸ் டு விஸ்வ தைஜச பிராஜ்ஞா, யூ ஆர் த பிரமாதா. அண்ட் வேத்யம் த நோன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆல்சோ. த பிரமேயம் ரிஃபர்ஸ் டு ஸ்தூல சூக்ஷ்ம காரண பிரபஞ்ச. த நோவர் யூனிவர்சல், த நோன் ஆல்சோ யூ ஆர். த நோவர் இஸ் ஹியர் மாண்டவக்ய விஸ்வ தைஜச பிராஜ்ஞா, த நோவர் பிரமாதா. வாட் இஸ் வி ஆர் நோயிங்? ஸ்தூல சூக்ஷ்ம காரண பிரபஞ்ச, நோன். வேத்யம் அண்ட் வேத்தா, தீஸ் டூ ஆர் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் பகவான்? நா. தட்ஸ் வை வேத்தா வேத்தா அப்பி வேத்யம் அப்பி வேத்தா அப்பி சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் யூ அலோன், நத்திங் இஸ் தேர். தாம ஆஸ் வெல் ஆஸ் த அபோர்டு, தாம மீன்ஸ் அபோர்டு. பரம் ஹுச் இஸ் பியாண்ட் போத், யூ ஆர் பரந்தாம. பரந்தாமையான்னு பேர் இருக்கும். பரம் மீன்ஸ் சுப்ரீம் அபோர்டு. Supreme abode means in whom the karanam and karyam are resting, potential cause and the effect, nama rupas, all are resting in Bhagavan. We have to travel a lot to understand this. Karya karana vilakshanam brahma asti, Bhagavan's param dhama vishvam tatam, you are pervading. Tatam means pervaded. வாட் யூ ஆர் பர்வேட்? விஸ்வம் விவித பிரத்யய கம்யம் பிரபஞ்சம். விஸ்வம் மீன்ஸ் விவித பிரத்யய கம்யம், நைஸ் டெரிவேஷன் விஸ்வம்க்கு. விஸ்வம் ஈஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு விவிதம் பிரத்யய கம்யம். யூ நோ த விஸ்வம் த்ரூ டிஃப்ரெண்ட் வெரைட்டிஸ் ஆஃப் தாட்ஸ் பிரத்யய கம்யம். We know every objects with different thoughts. That's why it is called Vishwam. Where it comes, Vishwam? In Vishnu Sahasranama. Number? Sahasranama, which number Vishwam? Abba. And the Vishwam, Vividham Pratyaya Gamyam. By different thoughts, we know the different objects. That's why it is called Vishwam. That is the first name of Bhagavan. விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர்வ ஷட்காரோ, படிக்கிறது கட 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 படிச்சிடுவோம். அந்த விஸ்வம் ஒரு பேருக்கு அவர்ஸ் டுகெதர் யூ கேன் டாக். விஸ்வம் ததம் த்வயா, திஸ் ஹோல் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் பர்வேடட் பை யூ. த்வயா ததம் காணுமே, அவருக்கு அவர் சொல்லுகிறார், அர்ஜுனா சேஸ் தத்தம் தத்தம் என்ன, ஓ பகவான் யூ ஆர் பர்வேடட் திஸ் ஹோல் யூனிவர்ஸ்ல. நம்ம படித்து முடிக்கிறோம். யூ ஹாவ் டு க்வெஸ்சன், ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள், யூ ஹாவ் டு க்வெஸ்சன் தட் யூ ஆர் பர்வேடிங் தி என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ், யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் பர்வேடட் பை யூ. திஸ் க்வெஸ்சன் ஷுட் நாட் பி ஸ்டாப்ட் டுடே. ஹவ், ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள்? ஒன் டே யூ ஹாவ் டு சே எஸ் இட் இஸ் ட்ரூ. வென் யூ கேன் சே, வென் யூ ஆர் தரோ இன் உபனிஷதிக் ஸ்டடி, பிரம்மசூத்ரா, பகவத்கீதா, தரோ தரோ தரோ, திஸ் இஸ் ஃபேக்ட் ஃபார் யூ. அதர்வைஸ் திஸ் இஸ் லைக் எ பேரட், பேரட் மாதிரி சொன்னது. தத்தம் துவயா ஹே அனந்தரூப, ஓ லார்ட், த எண்ட்லெஸ் ஃபார்ம்ஸ். ஹவு மெனி ஃபார்ம்ஸ் பகவான் இஸ் ஹேவிங்? எண்ட்லெஸ். அந்த வித்தியதே தவ ரூபாணி இது அனந்த ரூபா, கவுண்ட்லெஸ் இன்ஃபினிட் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ். வாயுர்யமோக்னி வருண சசாங்க, பிரஜாபதிஸ்த்வம் பிரபிதாமஹஸ்ச, நமோ நமஸ்தேஸ்து சஹஸ்ர புனஶ்ச பூயோபி நமோ நமஸ்தே. நவ் ஹீ இஸ் பிரேசிங் த லார்ட் ஹூ இஸ் த லைஃப் மெயின்டெய்னர். ஆஸ் த லைஃப் மெயின்டெய்னர் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஃபிசிக்கல் அண்ட் மோரல் லாஸ், தர்ம மோரல் லாஸ் அண்ட் ஃபிசிக்கல் லாஸ் ஆல் வித் தட் ஹீ இஸ் மெயின்டெய்னிங். ஹவுன த்வம் வாயு, வாயு ரூபேண. ஸோ வி ஆர் ஆல் சர்வைவிங் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் வாட்? வாயு. ஷன்னோ மித்ரஷம் வருண, ஷன்னோ பவத்வர்யமா, தட் ப்ரேயர் இஸ் தட். வாயு, யூ ஆர் வாயு, ஏர் பிரின்சிபல். You are Yamaha, the controller of the population. Agnihi, you are the one who gives heat to the entire universe. Varunaha, lot of water, extra water, floods also. Shashankaha, the moon, you have to supply sun also. Wherever moon comes, you supply sun, not your sun. Wherever sun comes, you apply moon, okay. Prajapatihi Tvam, you are the Chaturmukha Brahma. And 14 sons of Brahmaji, Prajapatis are all 14 sons of Chaturmukha Brahma. Here Prajapati means Prapitamahascha, you are the Pitamahasya Prapitamaha, you are the great grandfather. கிரேட் கிராண்ட் ஃபாதர்னு நம்ம ஃபாதர், நம்ம ஃபாதருக்கு ஃபாதர் சத்ருமுக பிரம்மா, மனு, மனுக்கு பிதா பிரம்மாஜி, பிரம்மாஜிக்கு பிதா பகவான். அப்போது பிரபிதா மகா சஹசிரகிருத்வா நம நம, அப்படிப்பட்ட உனக்கு எத்தனை கோடி கோடி நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணணும்னு. ஐ ஆம் செல்யூட்டிங் தௌசண்ட் ஃபோல்ட் நமஸ்காராஸ் டு யூ. தே அஸ்து பி டு யூ, மை சால்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ் பி டு யூ. அகெயின் நம நம தே புன புன பூயா. ஒரே சந்தோஷம் அர்ஜுனனுக்கு, எத்தனை நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணணும், கோடி கோடி நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணணும். இதுக்குள்ள நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணுறதை விட நமக்கு அகங்காரம் வருது. நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணப்பா, அகங்காரம் விடப்பா. அதுக்காக நமஸ்காரம் எவ்வளோ பண்ணினா அவள் அகங்காரம் சீக்கிரமாக போயிடும். அதுக்கான நமஸ்காரம் ஷோஸ் யூ ஆர் ட்ராப்பிங் யுவர் அகங்கார. ஃபஸ்ட் லேர்ன் டு டூ நமஸ்கார டு எல்டர்ஸ் ஹூ ஆர் எல்டர் தேன் யூ பை ஏஜ். லேர்ன் டு டூ நமஸ்கார டு யுவர் குரு ப்ராப்பர்லி, ஹோல் ஹார்ட்டட்லி, மனசா வாச்சா கர்மண, ஹோல் ஹார்ட்டட் நமஸ்கார. இஃப் யூ டூ ஓன்லி அகங்கார கோஸ், தென் டூ நமஸ்கார டு பகவான் எவ்ரி செகண்ட் மென்டலி. Every second physically you cannot do, you will get back pain. Physically at least morning, afternoon, evening you do namaskara. Panchanga namaskaram, shashtanga namaskaram vidakkudadu. If vittita onna enna varum anna apram back pain, innu stiff aayidum. therefore sashtanga namaskara, ladies panchanga namaskara, bhuyaha bhuyaha namaskara, again and again namaskara, etana vaadi pannina athanam avul blessing varum. Enna nashtam, enna korachal, enna poidum namaskaram panna, how much we have to spend for namaskara? We need not spend anything, but idu pandradhukku romba romba kashtapadra people. So do namaskara. Our elders, great people, Bhagavan, all the time. While coming to class, do namaskara to Bhagavan. After reaching home, again do namaskara to Bhagavan, every time. Namaskara means not touching here like this, shoulders. Anjali, namaskara. Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamiva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.